Bucks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
And welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Hope everyone is doing well on this Thursday morning. Still to come on the program today. From the Washington Examiner, Jim Antle will be with us. We'll talk Supreme Court nomination fight, a presidential election. So please, if you can, stay tuned for that. Ought to be a great discussion. But joining us now, a friend of the program, always a pleasure to have him on. Represents the folks, so just northern part of our listening audience, North Baldwin County, Monroe County, Escambia County. State Senator Greg Albritton is on the line. Senator, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, all things considered. A lot going on, but wanted to drill down on some state things. First off, Hurricane Sally, and how did your folks fare? How did you fare?
About the same in Escambia County as Baldwin, maybe a little bit less, but that's hard to tell, you know, getting that delta change there. But we're doing all right. Everybody's coming along. Everybody's holding hands and working together and using chainsaws. So I think we're going to get out of it pretty quick.
I mean, it was a kind of the same thing going on. That when it was such a slow mover that caused a lot of the damage, and that's what you're kind of having to clean up after right now.
Exactly. I mean, when you have the ground soaked with huge amounts of rainfall, it doesn't take a whole lot of wind. And particularly when the wind comes in strong all at one time. In Atmore, we had about four or five large trees go down in one gust, if you will. So it's tough when that happens, but nothing we can't fix.
Yeah, well, it's just a slow recovery for some people, but it is going and it is happening. It's proceeding, it seems.
Exactly. There'll be, just like Ivan, we'll have a lot of new roofs showing up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about some of that. You know, there is a movement afoot to maybe change the way we look at, you know, some of these buildings, do something about insurance. Are there things that need to be looked at? I know you already got a busy session. It looks sounds like scheduled.
That's an understatement.
Coming up in 2021, but the lessons learned from this experience. Is there things that we need to look at, maybe changing or tweaking?
Certainly, a couple of things. Now, there are many things that the locals could do on this, dealing with regulations as to the quality of construction and those type of things. That's one thing that might have an effect. The other is looking at, and we did this back in 16, dealing with the insurance matters. What can we do to keep the insurance coverage and make it affordable? We made a large progress on that, but I think we're going to be revisiting some of this, at least around the edges, to try to find out where we can deal with this in an economical way.
Yeah, it comes up. This issue comes up every so often, and
every time a big wind hits or flood. Yeah,
I guess there's only so much you could do at that level because a lot of these insurance, well, the insurances really, for the most part, handle at the federal level, if I'm not mistaken.
You're talking about with the flood insurance?
Yeah, a lot of it. You know, there's things you could do to tweak it, I guess, at the state level, but a lot of that's out of you guys' control.
Well, that's true. And with insurance and private industry and the amount of risk and the overlay as to what the insurance covers, you know, between states and things, Pensacola and Mobile have similarities, but they're across state lines and they do things very differently. That makes it difficult for changes too.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, let's move on. The governor, her prison repurposing commission, you're a member of. Well, first off, let me ask you this: Do you feel like the governor's prison proposal, the new construction, that's like we might as well go ahead and consider it to be a done deal?
I'm not so certain of that. I believe that she has the authority to do it. I think she's determined to make it happen. And frankly, Jeff, there is no way Alabama can do anything with prisons without some type of major construction in the plan. So if it's not going to be the governor's plan, we've got to have another plan. I'm not going to go through and try to kill what plan there is unless we have a viable, passable solution in hand. Do you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, and you guys have tried and tried and tried time again and time again, and it just never has come to fruition, it seems.
Always something. You know, that's part of the legislative process. But keep in mind, it wasn't just the legislature. You know, that's when we had the Bentley issues and several other things hitting simultaneously. So there was, as always, there's distractions and problems. But you're correct. We've made two or three good runs. One thing I can tell you is that the people that's dealing with that have been dealing with this over the years have a handle on what the cost is and what it's going to take. All right, we're not dealing with novices here. It doesn't sound like.
Because whenever you talk to your colleague Cam Ward, he says the original sin happened back during the last Wallace administration there, when we were facing the same threat of the DOJ and then the receivership, but that Wallace took it and said, well, we'll make it a jobs program or something along those lines, and then you built all these facilities around the state, whereas not necessarily the most efficient way to do it. The consolidated approach seems to be a better approach when it comes to corrections.
Well, maybe, but I wasn't involved with that administration, and I hate to try to go back and second guess what was going on 30, 40, 50 years ago and say what they did was wrong or right. Well, they did the best they could, probably under the circumstances. Ours is different now. It's a different DOJ. That's an understatement. And it's a different circumstance. But we have investigated this and looked at it from several different aspects. We just got to find and settle on a plan and get something moving.
Well, let's move on to what happens after that. This repurposing commission is very interesting to me. That there's going to be losers in this if you consolidate and you go with three mega sites. And it looks like you guys are trying to figure out maybe some plausible purpose or something that these old facilities could be used for.
You mean to try to find some way that we can have people that are less losers than we think?
Well, maybe give them something. Here's a parting gift.
Well, and this is frankly, this idea has come under fire as everything comes under fire. But this does give a means so that people can take a look and not only give ideas, but possibly find a path that we can make the ideas into viable options, i.e. finding the resources to make it happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And
I mean, we don't want to just go out and put a sign up and say, welcome Target or something. We need to go out and we need to put some monies into this, develop the infrastructure that's needed, and move forward, make it viable, if you understand what I mean.
Well, and there are these massive sewer systems and the electrical component with the utilities, they're already there, that there seems like there could be some potential.
Well, that's correct. And you're right. We have that infrastructure there. But you know what infrastructure is missing in most of these places? Is internet. No, regardless of if you have the finest sewer system in the world there, Amazon ain't coming unless you got internet. So we've got to find a way to develop what we already have in place and enhance it by putting in 21st century technology.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these, as you say, a lot of these places, I guess we don't exactly know what's going to come of some of these prisons that could be decommissioned, but a lot of these places tend to be in rural areas, right?
They are.
And with that, you got you got some challenges. You got roads, you need a way to get there, or you need, like you say, internet, or you maybe you need to upgrade the existing infrastructure that if you're actually
housing,
going...
Housing, you got housing problems, you got school issues that's there, you've got shopping and quality of life that's there. Yeah, you got the whole gamut that we've got to address. This is an opportunity, if I might take this in on it, an opportunity to turn the focus on these rural areas and what those needs are in a true way that we need to find a development process.
Well, it sounds like it's doing more than just saying, like you said, putting up a for sale sign or getting the right pitch person to get out there. And it does look at the societal, the local impact on the local community when you take these facilities away.
That's correct. That's correct. We got to look at things differently, and sometimes it takes a shock to the system to find the means or the guts to look in a different direction.
Well, I mean, do you think that's the best use of government resources? How much should be put into this project? Do you feel like?
We don't know, but that's what we're going to try to find out. That's what we've got to identify. And when you say this project, are you talking about the construction of the...
The repurposing. You're doing the repurposing effort.
Are you talking about the development of the others?
Development,
either
yeah.
way, it's the same thing, and that is which takes the priority of scarce state resources. That's a battle every day I face.
It's a fascinating concept because I guess if anybody would know just what an economic factor these facilities play, it'd be you. You have several facilities in your district.
Yes, we do. And right now the plan is that a mega site go here, which makes sense in some ways. But, everything's controversial. Elmore County's dealing with locational issues and problems, and so is Atmore. So we've got to find our path through that first.
Well, what is your feeling on that Atmore, the Escambia County facility, is that an appropriate location?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that because there's negotiations, I believe, that's underway, and I'm hoping that the parties can work out the details without me weighing in on anything at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
If I jump in with an opinion, I could do more harm than good right now.
Well, I just wanted to at least pose it to you, given it was in your district. But it does.
I know. I understand.
It does sound like. That they have these facilities nailed down. What I hear a lot about though is the Bibb County and the Not in My Backyard crowd. Other than that, the hurdles, they do seem, limited in going forward.
They seem that way. But it's like the iceberg, what you see and what you don't see. We'll work on those things.
Well, best of luck to you, Senator. Senator, a little short on time here. We're heading up against a break.
Well, short of time. I thought we just got started.
Well, that means we've got to do it again real soon. Thank you. Thank you for coming on this morning and on such short notice.
Well, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
It goes without saying the feeling's mutual. That was State Senator Greg Albritton here on the program. On the governor's prison repurposing program commission, where they're just trying to find, I guess it sounds to me like some ideas, solutions to what to do with those facilities if they had to decommission them. Then what do? You just have this old prison sitting out in the middle of nowhere, or is there an opportunity there? And that's what they're looking to find out. Got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.